There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for another review of the hot hits in talk radio. Yes, it's the weekend again, and who has joined us? I'm Doug Steffen. I'm here, and so is Michael Harrison. He's here as well. We are here together. We are like the Bob C. Twins of talk radio. Isn't that an interesting visualization when you get right down to it? These two.
I don't know how many people remember the Bobbsey twins.
Oh, maybe I'm dating myself? Oh, okay.
I don't even remember them.
Oh, you're going to tell me you don't remember. Yes, of course you are.
I remember them. I remember the Bobbsey twins as a name.
Yes.
There was a show about them or a book, but I don't remember anything about them. Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm. Very funny.
Yeah.
We decided before we began the program we were not going to sing you any spectacular patriotic songs as we get into the overview of the controversies, the stories, the hot hits this week. And just because it's a holiday week doesn't mean there aren't a lot of things going on. In fact, there are tons of things going on. A great talk radio conversation, even though many of the so-called permanent or regular hosts are on vacation and some of you are listening to replays of the best of, which I think is a horrible way, if I do say so myself, for one to create interest in one's radio program. I think you got to be there, but that's just my own feeling about having done it for a long time. Anyway, stories predicated by great conversations on great radio stations that are monitored by the folks at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio and Talkers Television is. So, Michael, shall we go through, as is our tradition every week at this time, the top 10 stories?
Imagine if they played the worst of, you know?
Oh, right. That'd be another show.
I guess I would call that bloopers. Yeah. But here we go. No blooper. This is definitely happening. We are here. It is a holiday weekend, and we are doing what we love best, and that is spending it with our listeners. The top stories on talk radio this past week, at number 10, Major League Baseball action and U.S. women's soccer. At number 9, Obama reestablishes Cuba diplomatic ties. At number 8, the Confederate flag issue. At number 7, the Greek debt crisis, and that's tied with EU tensions. At number 6, 4th of July terror threats, and that is tied with ISIS atrocities. At number 5, global warming debate. At number 4, Hillary Clinton email investigation. At number 3, Supreme Court of the United States Obamacare and gay marriage rulings. Huge. Number 3, only trumped by Donald's controversies at number 2. And number 1, the 2016 presidential prospects, and one of the headline stories within that topic, Chris Christie enters the race. The people on our survey, Raul Castro at 10, David Cameron at 9, Alexis Tsipras, at 8, Pope Francis at 7, Hillary Clinton at 6, Anthony Kennedy and Antonin Scalia at 5, George Pataki at 4, Chris Christie at 3, Donald Trump, the next president of the United States, number 2, Barack Obama at number 1.
So,
How's that for a red meat? How's that for an interesting bunch of names?
Wait a minute.
Topics?
Red meat, is this organic, or is this grass-fed, or is this just a regular, plain old red meat?
I haven't eaten red meat since the 70s, but that being said, red meat's a great term that we use in this business for when you throw out topics that people are just going to gobble up.
Great. Yeah, it's a great analogy. I haven't eaten meat since the 80s. You beat me. I didn't realize that. And you went, but you eat a little fish here and there.
I eat a little fish. I eat a little chicken. I eat non-mammals. You know, it's kind of a funny thing. I don't eat mammals. We're mammals, and, you know, I try to respect our own. However, I do go through periods where I don't even eat chicken or fish. I'm in one of those periods right now.
Yeah.
I'm in a vegan period. But I'm not dogmatic about it. But I am dogmatic about mammals.
Okay. It's interesting you would say that. I don't eat chicken nor... I eat a little bit of fish, but the chicken, if you saw how it was processed, what happened to them before they got to being available for your mouth, you'd never touch another piece of chicken in your life. So
I understand that. As a matter of fact, on Talkers Radio, we have a new program called Vox Animali, Voice of the Animals.
Yeah.
It's about animal rights, and we deal with that. And since instigating this show, it has reinvigorated my concerns, not only about the health aspects and the moral aspects of eating living creatures that were alive and conscious, but also supporting industries that really do torture and mistreat these poor souls.
Yeah.
And one of the things I've always admired about you in terms of your other career as a farmer is that you really seem to care about the livestock.
I will not slaughter any cow that's here on my farm. They go to retirement communities. I save some cows on my own farm. I will not have them put through this. Although there's a spiritual reality to this. This is something that was sort of heavy, but I don't mind sharing it because it makes a good conversation. I hope it does anyway. The spiritual values that I have about life. You said something very interesting, and you and I don't think have ever had this conversation as much as we have been friends all these years. The spiritual beliefs that one might hold. You referred to these animals as souls, which is so accurate and so true. They are beings. Whether we tease that, you know, chickens aren't that smart or whatever it is, they still have a place. They still are in God's creatures, whatever, however you want to characterize mm-hmm. them. They are here for a purpose. They are here because the universe has created an opportunity for them. Whatever infinite intelligence is all about, it has created. You know, you can say, what good is a tick? Or why are there some things that seem to be predators with no, you know, real purpose? I don't know how you can answer those things. That sort of question seems specious when you look around and understand the photosynthetic process, how oxygen is derived, how we live on the planet with that, how our bodies come from one cell to two cells. All of those things, I think, are so worthy of respect. And I know, because I've seen animals go into the slaughter chute on their way into the slaughterhouse, what goes on in their mind. They understand what's going on. They 100% understand what's going on. But because they can't talk with a voice, we don't respect them, or some people don't respect them, even though their thoughts. If you've ever had the chance to talk to an animal communicator, Michael, and get the gist of what animals say and think and how they transmit their thoughts, you would never want any harm to come to any of these beings.
Well, I didn't realize that you, I know you a long time. I know you 25 years. I didn't know that you thought so deeply about these topics. And just the fact that you think about them is a very important step, because we can never fully understand this. But
no.
thinking about it is a good thing.
Yeah.
I have tremendous relationships with animals. I am a hobbyist who keeps all the wildlife in my backyard and neighborhood.
You got a rabbit.
As pets. I have two chipmunks that I know by name, that I deal with every day. They visit me. They eat out of my hand. I have a rabbit and its baby that I feed every day and talk to and sing to. When I sing show tunes, when I whistle show tunes, it comes right out of the woods and comes to me. People are amazed. And there are a couple of other creatures. There's an albino skunk that has a baby that actually comes and visits me once a day at a certain time. Now there is a strange clockwork in intelligence about all of this. And when you start to think about these intelligences and these consciousnesses, then it puts you back into a deeper relationship with the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And it ties into, let's get back to the topic at hand, the issues on talk radio. It ties into how you deal with your fellow human.
Yeah.
Man's inhumanity to man, a phrase that we have heard, is shocking.
Yep, it is.
And it is our greatest challenge to overcome that.
Yeah.
And how could we ever overcome that if we don't begin to realize that we should have a respectful relationship with the entire universe around us? It comes down to dignity and respect.
I think you're right about that. Let's talk about that as it plays into the host and guest and the host and listener realities on talk radio. Michael Harrison is the publisher and editor at Talkers.com here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Americans gobble down over 150 million hot dogs on the 4th of July. That's according to the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. But there is a way to shake it up for your barbecue. Chef Michael Love has a fresh take on drinks.
I know just tart cherry juice sounds like a drink, but I actually use it to dress salads, and just cranberry juice makes an amazing smoothie. Even better is they have no additional sweeteners or artificial coloring.
And while you're grilling it up, you don't need to take your phone out. The latest, the LG Watch or Bane.
Not only can I track my fitness, but I get all my notifications right to my wrist. Customize it with a gold or silver finish and interchangeable watch bands. It even has 18 different watch faces.
For cleanup and prep for those barbecue crowds, spiff it up with the right spray cleaners.
My favorites are sprays from CLR, one for stainless steel that is great on grease and it works wonders. CLR's patio furniture cleaner sprays out dirt in seconds.
Learn more at videopump.tv.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I recently received a letter from my town government requiring me to make an appointment to let tax inspectors tour my home. Not just the outside, but the inside of my home. It made me angry. Many people just assume the government has whatever authority it claims, but I know that the Bill of Rights protects me against such searches without a warrant issued with probable cause that I'm a criminal. Looking through the lens of liberty, I said no. It turned out, of course, that there was no such law, and the town backed down, but only because someone questioned it. We the people need to constantly resist these endless little intrusions that slowly chip away our liberty. Remember, freedom doesn't begin in the White House. It begins in my house and yours.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Watching the game again. I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying at America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10, feel the heal.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. The overview of the hot hits, the stories, the people, and our discussion about relevancy to some of these things. Respect, you just mentioned that word. We've got a minute or so. I would like you to talk about how you think talk radio people do in the respect department. Do the people who are respectful do better as hosts in terms of ratings? And
I don't think there's necessarily a tie between how much respect and dignity you show and how interesting you are. A lot of people try to do extremes to get ratings. Some people are dirty.
Yeah.
Some people are ultra-conservative. Mm-hmm. Some people are ultra-funny. They think these are the things. I think it's too complex a set of uncertain circumstances that lead to success. So I think that respect is something that supersedes trying to be successful. I think that if you're respectful, it certainly will not hurt you.
No. Okay. Respect.
And even in war, mm-hmm. the greatest generals and the greatest military people always showed respect for their opponent and let them lose with dignity.
Yep.
There's somebody said to Lincoln after the Civil War, how come you you're not happy. He said, how can I be happy when so many people on both sides died?
Yeah.
We've just come through such a tragedy.
Yeah, that's very well put. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We move along. We go ahead. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. What is happening? How are we discussing the issues of the day? And is our independence an issue? A lot of people, let me just lay this on you, Michael, because I think it becomes one of those, some people say, oh, it's just you're splitting hairs. You're into wordsmithing. It is called the 4th of July. But it is really our Independence Day. So I prefer to refer to it and this weekend as the celebration of our independence. It happens to be the 4th of July because that's when the documents were signed, or at least the signatures were started. However, I don't call it the 4th of July. I call it Independence Day because that's what, it's not a barbecue. It's not for a pool time. It is about understanding what our country's roots are, where we come from, and how it is that we need to understand and revere that which has been done to keep us whole and to maintain something that's so unique around the planet. I think we need to be referring to it as Independence Day. You?
Well, I mean, it's an interesting point you bring up. It's, you know, it's both. It is Independence Day, and it happens around the 4th of July. You know, so why do we call 9/11 9/11? I particularly resent that because 9/11 is my birthday. So
oh, I didn't know that. I never knew that.
I go, why are they calling it?
Your birthday is September 11th? How did I not know that?
Yeah, well, you know, now you know it. Now everybody else does. So
happy birthday.
I'll tell everybody at the end of this broadcast where they can send cards. And money.
Yeah, good.
But Independence Day, you know, made a good movie, Independence Day.
Yeah.
Remember that?
On this date in 1997, I believe it came out.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe it's almost a decade. But
1996, sorry.
Let me share a thought with you that ties into talk radio and ties into politics for Independence Day or the 4th or whatever you want to call it. The Declaration of Independence is really what we are celebrating, because the Declaration of Independence is a document that contains tremendous wisdom and guidelines for what we're about as a nation, and what we are even bigger than that as a people before this nation, because, you know, there was the Magna Carta. Everything ties together. It goes way back before America, the pursuit of freedom and dignity and independence. 56 politicians, or some will call them statesmen, got together and signed their names on a document, a contract, a binding agreement, that they are going to now break away from the most powerful military force that the earth had ever seen, the British Empire at its time. It was, you know, they were the 800-pound gorilla. And in doing so, if it were not a successful venture, they would all have their necks in a noose. They laid their lives on the line in a cause that the odds were against them. The odds were overwhelmingly against them. I'm not going to get into the whole history lesson here, but it was incredibly bold. And these politicians, these wealthy guys, these landowners, farmers, business people, they put their names on this document. Now, I ask you, today, are there any politicians in the current scene that would do that? And I say you cannot find one.
No. And yet we need, there are a lot of things going on in the country that would require a revolution, if you will, but there's not anybody that's bold enough. There may be a few people sort of in the wings, but for the most part, we have lemmings, we have followers, we don't have leaders, and that's a great focus. Either look at, have a conversation with your listeners, those of you who are hosts of programs that are listening to this program, about leadership and who really, does it equal the Pied Piper? You're going to follow somebody to the end of the earth? We have a lot of followers now and not a lot of leaders. So I think you make a great point, Michael, there.
We need to have a revolution in media,
yep.
A revolution in education.
Yeah, absolutely. And the media revolution, I'll talk to you about that and why. Another example of that this week as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show for Independence Day weekend.
It's been 10 years since the Allstate Foundation launched its Teen Safe Driving Program. Allstate Executive Vice President of Product Operation, Steve.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's been July with its dentobite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Your personal rights and freedoms are under fire. Rising prices, drought conditions, domestic threats, and excessive government regulations only increase the threat. Having a supply of food is the difference between freedom and captivity. Depression time bread lines extended for blocks, and those at the end of the line not only experienced fear and humiliation, but often did not receive any food. Having a supply of GoFoods will keep you out of the bread lines and allow you freedom from government dependency for one of your greatest needs. Whether today or in 25 years, GoFoods will be there for you when you need it most. Buy it today, save it for later, feed your freedom. Special values now available. Call us at 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now, this is the second half hour of our overview of the hot hits in talk radio, the sports talk radio, the president in Cuba, the Confederate flag issue, the debt crisis in Greece. What went on? Are there things, terror threats that are credible? The global warming debate continues. Mrs. Clinton's in the focus. The Supreme Court is. Donald Trump is. The president is. So all those things are working their way around the barrel. Michael and I are talking about Independence Day and the sheer boldness, the bravado, the bravery of these men who put their lives on the line to declare our independence, and people going along with them. One of the things that we're addressing is how it is that things get to where they are now versus where they might have been when we declared our independence. The information dissemination that went on back in those days was so tedious. People didn't really find out. People didn't know sometimes for weeks or months what was going on in the country. Here it's instant. And most of the time, I don't want to say most, that's maybe not fair, but as we talk about, news talk radio is about what's in the news that we talk about. So this week, there was a scare at the Washington Navy Yard. And the news media completely, not a little, completely fumbled the ball, failed miserably in accounting for what really was going on there. So the nation went into this hysteria for hours about some noise that some woman reported to the leader of the base, and they called the police, and over 1,000 police showed up, completely overcooked, overdone, and one wonders how it is they were going to be able to thrive as a democracy with, or a republic, with all of these things going on that are just wrong. Michael, people get the wrong ideas and they act and react to stuff, you know, all of the terror threats. That's the second half of our conversation, I think, here, don't you?
Yeah, we're allowing our fear to get in the way of our sense, and our fear overcoming our bravery. And when fear overcomes bravery, you cannot be independent. You cannot be free.
No, that's it. Period. End of story. So what do we, though, as responsible members of the media, we are here to talk about what the news media reports. There are different kinds of media. When people say the media does this, the media does that, well, what they don't realize is the media includes movies, television, print, all of that stuff. And so the news media is just a segment of the media. We talk about what's in the news, and sometimes our credibility is challenged because we rely on information that all too frequently is not correct.
Yeah, a term that the segment of the media that deals with the news used to be called, and it's still appropriate, is the press.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The press is the part of the media that's the news media based upon the old printing press.
Right.
So what are you asking me? What we can do?
Well, I guess I'm wondering how News Talk Radio survives and thrives. It is the most popular format on the radio. It's popular on television. But yet more and more we find that some of the sources that are used by some of the hosts are not right.
The problem with News Talk Radio is a major problem that is one of its flaws. That's also one of its strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Becoming a big popular icon of contemporary culture, it's part of the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be. It goes hand in hand. When you become big, money starts to rule the day, becomes big business, and the very thing that everybody was going, oh, we're being recognized, you know, we're big time now. Once you become big time, you become corporate. Once you become corporate, you become a sellout.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not biting the hand that feeds me. I'm just speaking the truth. So talk radio faces the conundrum of, on one level, being the rogue, being the renegade, being the anti-media, being, you know, the truth teller, talking to the people, bypassing big government, big business, big media, big religion, and yet it's part of it, and therefore it can't, it's at odds with itself, and that's the problem, and the only way that could be overcome would be for it to be less successful. It's got to go out to the hills and be guerrilla warfare. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, right. I guess, yeah.
You can't be the establishment, have the benefits of the establishment, and be against the establishment.
Right. Ay. All right. Let's talk about Donald Trump. Speaking about the establishment versus the non-establishment people that are around us. Donald Trump was the most significant thing that I found this week in the world of the Donald was that his clothing line was taken out of Macy's. I find this interesting, and I don't know who else pointed it out. I'm sure I'm not the only one. Thinking about Martha Stewart, who was a convicted felon. Yep, she did spend her time in jail, but she still is. It was like Gordon Liddy. He could never get back onto the White House grounds again. He was a successful talk radio person, but had felon next to his name. Well, Mrs. Stewart has felon next to her, Ms. Stewart, felon next to her name. So why is it not hypocritical for her stuff to stay in Macy's and take Trump's out when he's just speaking his mind? He isn't guilty of anything except maybe being a little much of a braggadocio, but other than that...
Well, maybe you want me to explain, should I speak on their behalf?
Help yourself.
You it's not fair.
I think it's a conversation topic. I don't know whether I think it's fair or not. I think it's highly suspect, let's put it that way. If you were asking my opinion as a host of a program and I presented this issue, I would say that it was hypocritical and suspect.
Well, there's a lot of hypocrisy that goes on in our culture, and it goes back to that corporate thing. I guess Macy's wants to continue to do business with
Hispanics
and minorities in this country, and as a result, they made their statement. It's all political positioning. It's all brand managing. There's a tremendous amount of hypocrisy to it. Hypocrisy is part of the grease that keeps the wheels turning in society. It's not a totally bad thing. Imagine if everybody were completely truthful. It would be mayhem. So you have to understand hypocrisy is part of the game, and it's when the hypocrisy just smells so bad is when it really is worth complaining about. And in this case, it's worth talking about. People shouldn't go, oh, Macy's is so wonderful. Look at that. They care about people. They care about Macy's.
Yeah, and well, that's what their job is. And their
services. Yeah, I mean,
that's their job.
If you're a stockholder in Macy's, you'd be happy about it.
Exactly. Michael Harrison, who is the stockholder in chief at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. He's the editor and publisher, and they come up with the story list and the people list every week that we discuss. Sometime when we've gone through the list, now we're picking and choosing some things that are appropriate for discussion purposes for the weekend of Independence Day.
Watching the game again. I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying in America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I recently received a letter from my town government requiring me to make an appointment to let tax inspectors tour my home. Not just the outside, but the inside of my home. It made me angry. Many people just assume the government has whatever authority it claims, but I know that the Bill of Rights protects me against such searches without a warrant issued with probable cause that I'm a criminal. Looking through the lens of liberty, I said no. It turned out, of course, that there was no such law, and the town backed down, but only because someone questioned it. We the people need to constantly resist these endless little intrusions that slowly chip away our liberty. Remember, freedom doesn't begin in the White House. It begins in my house and yours.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Watching the game again. I thought you were booking our vacation hotel.
Done.
What?
We're staying in America's Best Value Inn, and I scored a triple play when I joined their free value club.
Really?
You get 15% off, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, plus free Wi-Fi and continental breakfast at most of their 1,000 hotels.
Wow, that really is a slam dunk.
Home run, honey. I think you mean home run.
Score big this summer at America's Best Value Inn at ABVI.com.
It's been 10 years since the Allstate Foundation launched its Teen Safe Driving Program. Allstate Executive Vice President of Product Operation, Steve Sorensen.
Since 2005, the Allstate Foundation's Teen Safe Driving Program has contributed to a 48% reduction in teen fatalities, and we'd like to see that number get lower.
As they embark on the next 10 years, the foundation took a look at the current attitudes and behaviors of teen drivers.
We found that teens are more aware of the risks that they face on the road, but it hasn't necessarily led to a change in their behavior and how they drive.
For instance, teens admit driving with passengers is distracting. Still, 93% say they do it. 60% admit using a phone while driving, and 45% admit they've driven under the influence. So what is the best way to keep our kids safe?
Teens tell us that the parents are the number one influencer in terms of how they drive. So put the seatbelt on. Follow the speed limit when you're driving. And limit the distraction. So limit the number of kids that are in the car with your teen and tell them to put the technology down.
For more tips, go to allstatefoundation.org.
Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the hot hits in talk radio, news talk radio, the things that come from the minds and the mouths of people who supposedly study the issue. Sometimes the best talk radio is that which is not prepared, that which is spontaneous. As a matter of fact, I always thought, as a person sort of growing up on the format, listening to the people who were prepared, one of the great things about the style of most of the early pioneers were that they had the ability to make things that they'd prepared for us sound like they were spontaneous. That's one of the gifts. That's one of the things that well-prepared hosts do, I think. You agree?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. What it really comes down to is there's two types of preparation. One type of preparation is where you actually script out where you're going and you have a game plan and you won't veer from it, and it becomes kind of plastic and kind of stiff. The other is you're prepared by having knowledge of the subject, but you don't necessarily know which way it's going to go. But at least you're prepared when the unexpected question comes, or when suddenly you are faced with a turn in the conversation that you didn't plan on, that you could at least respond to it with knowledge. It's when people respond to things with ignorance and they're, you know, they're blowhards or they're gas bags, or they try to put one over on the people because they're faking it, that's when it gets ugly. So preparation, I believe, in talk radio should be know your stuff, be aware of what's going on, have some depth, but don't necessarily be prepared where here's what we're going to talk about and we're not going to talk about anything else, or I'm not going to allow it to go off the rails, and I'm going to have all my questions laid out in advance and not listen to the answers because I want to get to the next question. That kind of preparation is stifling.
Bingo. It is. Frankly. Okay, so the Supreme Court, do we risk on conversations like that getting too much into the detail? Sometimes I try to, when I'm doing my Good Day program, I want to, bingo, 2-3 points. Here's the story, this is what happened, and here are 2 or 3 basic points, and then you either react, you give an opinion, or you move on. I think when you get into too much detail, doesn't that get hard on the average listener? They don't really want to listen. They want to listen to the hot hits. They want to hear, like, their favorite music. They want to hear the hits. So in this case, they want to hear all the hits being discussed, and maybe there's something that they want to react to one way or another. Is that the best way to, you've done this for a long time?
Well, they say the devil's in the details, and there's a lot of meanings to that expression. But the fact of the matter is that in casual conversation, which is really what this is supposed to be, you just want enough details to paint the picture and be able to move forward. If people want to get drowned in details, or they should read a book or go to a college class. I mean, there are lectures out there that are amazingly detailed. Go to YouTube. It's amazing. I don't think talk radio is the right forum to get into college-level symposiums or textbook compilations of facts and figures. So I agree with you.
Yeah, it happens to the professorial stuff. Every once in a while I find myself getting on to the bully pulpit and going off, people saying, okay, it's rant time. But I don't like it. I don't know that I like it being referred to as a rant, as sometimes I'm bringing an expertise that others don't have to the conversation, frankly, and that's not to sound egotistical.
Yeah, the art of conversation, especially today when people don't have a lot of time, is to be as succinct as possible.
Right.
To be able to, in as few words, get as much intellectual content out there to effectively communicate. Come on, how many times have you been in a conversation with somebody where you glaze over because what they're saying is not important
right.
in the conversation?
Here's what I do is the bellwether to it on my program is if I'm bored, you're going to be bored. So I just keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, there are people that just, you know, why are they? I always tell them, you're preaching to the choir. Tell me something I don't know.
Yes.
That's the worst thing, when people commiserate with each other and they tell each other what they both know. And they go on and on and on. I go, you're preaching to the choir. I agree with you. Shut up. I don't want to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time. I've got 5 minutes left to talk to you on the phone. Why are you telling me a lecture that I know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Tell me something I don't know.
Yeah. And sometimes find stories that are not on the front page, or maybe not even in the newspaper, or maybe not on television. I mean, how do you find them out? I don't know. Sometimes there's a good book that's got a good story. There's the old expression, there's no new thought. Everything is a recreation of something else. The more books I read lately of a certain genre, I find that there are different titles. And there is a different attempt. But inside the book, I was reading a book the other night, and this book is full of quotes from everybody else. This guy hasn't done any research. He's just compiled a whole bunch of things that have already been said by other people and putting them together in one book. There's nothing new there at all.
It's amazing how prevalent that syndrome is.
Yeah.
Where you have all these different experts saying the same thing.
Right. And taking from other people who have, so where's the original thought here? Let's keep drilling down till we find the original thought. It was Socrates who... the original thought.
Original angles, original thinking, new ideas, that's the good stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, Michael, how come you've never written a book? And I say, I've never written a book. You know so much about it. I say, but everything I know, everybody knows.
Right.
I've never written a book because I have nothing new to add to the conversation worthy of a book.
Mm.
When I can come up with something worthy of a book, I'll write it.
There's a book.
To write a book.
There's a book there somewhere. All right. Michael Harrison helping us with the story, the hot hits, the world of talk radio for the week of July 3rd. Happy Independence Day, everybody. Thank you, Michael. Same to you and your family. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Talk radio coast to coast. All right, 53 past the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen along with attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, man who knows what's going on in the world of legalese. That's why I have him here every week to go through the items that are in the talkers list of important stories for the week. The Trump controversy. I don't know what there is. I looked at that and I thought, okay, is there something legal here? He's suing Univision for defamation, I think.
What's interesting is he doesn't have much of it, and this is where I'm glad you asked me about this, because so often cases are reported inaccurately in the news media, and one of them has to do with defamation. No, he really has no defamation claim. However, there was a company that dropped him as a spokesman and doing work with them, and they dropped him without any kind of morals clause. And so suing for breach of contract, he's probably going to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because there are a lot of times where you do have personalities like this, and particularly in endorsement deals, where mm-hmm. there is a provision of the contract. If you do something that brings disrepute to you, they can drop you. But there was no such provision in Trump's Trump's contract. Mm-hmm. So his lawsuit very well may be successful.
You know what I get a kick out of? He's been dropped. But yet they still are carrying Martha Stewart, who is a convicted felon, and she went to jail. I mean, there's going to be...
She did her time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is interesting how quick people respond to...
Judgment.
...is, you know, what the public is going to do. There's still room for some free speech and for even people to say outrageous things.
Yep. Let's hear it for outrage. Where would we be without outrage? All right, so the Supreme Court, speaking of outrage, announcing their final verdicts, if you will, final judgments this week. Of all the things that they brought to the fore, which do you think is the most important, whether it be this past week or the entire session? What things do we carry with us that are memorable?
Yeah, I think the two big ones were the big ones of the past week. The Affordable Care Act, I think that was the last hurrah of the people who were going to attack it as being unconstitutional. Mm-hmm. And I thought that one was actually very, very significant, because what it did was it said that they would look at what the legislative intent was. And that's a real big thing. Hopefully, you know, that kind of deference to the legislature when there is no constitutional issue will continue. But the other thing is, of course, the same-sex marriage issue. I thought that the Supreme Court would uphold it, but not in the strongest manner, which they did, which was they found it as a basic right. This was what drove Justice Scalia crazy, saying that they're making law and this should be left up to the individual states as far as marriage in their state. But really, that doesn't make sense. I don't even think Justice Scalia would say that about having racial restrictions. So I thought both of those decisions were pretty good and pretty strong and pretty unusual.
Mm-hmm. The BP settlement announced this week, this is part of the global warming debate. What happens when companies like this do bad things or things happen? I don't know that it was actually BP who did it. They just were the umbrella company. It was a subcontractor that was actually guilty of whatever went on, but they're going to pay out $18 billion, certainly a lot better than what Exxon did after the Valdez. But what kind of legal wrangling went on to get this money, and where does it go?
Big time. And what's actually happening and kind of got lost in the mix is there is still a manslaughter charge that is up involving the company and some individual people. This was not a negligence case. This was a case beyond that, where BP had been warned, and as you say, the contractors running it had been warned that what they were doing was creating a tremendous danger and that they would have to shut it down to fix it. They didn't do that. They were responsible for that. Ultimately, this money will go to the states for cleanup. It'll go to individuals who are affected. It is pretty significant. I think BP saw the handwriting on the wall or the oil slick on the ocean, because that jury was going to slam them, and rightfully so.
Yep, justifiably. All right, so they didn't do it because they were being good guys. They're doing it because they're being practical.
But where do you see the commercials about what great citizens we are?
Well, they already started. Those have been running for a year or so. We helped to clean up this, that, and the other thing. You made the mess in the first place, you boobs. All right. Thank you, Stephen. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney here. Don't forget to check out his website, scamicide.com. If you've been scammed, you can get his help.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.